Time once again for our Tibbetts Talk, and it'll be here before we know it, Tibbetts Summer Theater. Now, obviously, last year was a different format. This year, right now, the plan is to still have a similar format for that if you can't fully get into the theater. Stephanie Burdick, the operations manager for the Tibbetts, is on the line with us today. And obviously, you're still planning to do things outside of the ponds this summer, unless something major changes from that. But there are some things that will still stay the same as well, Stephanie, including the publishing of your playbill. Kind of give people an idea what that is, what's included in that playbill that Tibbetts publishes every summer.
Correct. So last year when we had to change to the ponds, we actually mailed out our playbill as opposed to just having it at the theater. And it is just a wealth of information. It's got information on our volunteers, on our membership. It's got information about the shows that we're doing and the history of the theater itself. Last year we did a little information on Charles Burr since it was his last year as artistic director. So it's got a lot of information. There are coupons inside and advertisements for local businesses. So it's really cool place to get the message out that you support Tibbetts and just advertise your business too.
Well, people always wonder, so who's that on stage? So you also include the bios in there too.
That's true. Yeah, I was actually just flipping through that. The company bios are in there. So if you're interested, a lot of times, you know, people have a connection with the actors because they see them on stage, but they don't see everything that happens behind the scenes. So the cool thing about this is that it also has bios of directors and the tech staff in there. So you can see who the lighting designer is or who the set designer is and what their training is and what shows they've been involved with.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, very impressed by what that resume is for people who come to a little old Coldwater for summer theater.
Absolutely. In a, quote, normal year, we have people from all over the U.S. And actually, last year, we still had quite a few people come in from New York and Texas and I believe Arizona and Pennsylvania as well. So we do pull from quite a variety of places.
All right. So this will be coming out again this year. So when are you publishing? When are you mailing it? And how could someone get involved if they're interested in advertising in it?
Right. So they can call me at the Tibbetts and I have a deadline here of the end of April as far as artwork and stuff is concerned. Obviously, if somebody is interested, then we need to know so we can get it together as far as our advertising, as far as our layout is concerned. Matt doesn't like to have things thrown at him at the last minute, and I can't blame him for that. But it'll get printed at the end of May. We will send it out to about 14,000 households. So literally, for pennies per recipient, people can get their message out in front of people. It'll also be online as a PDF. It will also be at all of our shows. It's a glossy, beautiful, beautiful playbill. And so if people are interested, like I said, they can give me a call at the Tibbetts, 278-6029.
Stephanie Burdick, she's the operations manager for the Tibbetts with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk, AM 1590 at FM 95.5 WTVB.